here's a story from The World.
Earlier this year, we all got a much-needed distraction, a herd of 14 elephants on an 800-mile round-trip trek across western China, passing through the capital of Yunnan Province, Kunming. Millions of people tuned in online to track the herd's daily movements. It eventually took 25,000 police officers using drones and vehicles to lure them back to their wildlife reserve. Yes, urban areas had to shut down when the elephants came to town. But some good also came from their journey. As The World's China correspondent Rebecca Kanther reports, the elephants have put a spotlight on conservation efforts in China.
Becky Xu Chen grew up in Kunming. It's a city of 8 million people. So she was shocked to learn earlier this year that a herd of elephants was heading there.
Because it's never happened in human history that elephants traveled so far away from the original home. So the first question I asked myself is like all the other people asking, so why the elephants went so far?
Chen works with the Zoological Society of London, so she knew they were naturally roaming animals. But this was an extreme case. Decades ago in China, elephants were rarely seen near cities or towns. But since being legally protected in the 90s, the number of wild elephants in Yunnan province has nearly doubled. That increase brings problems as humans and elephants live closer together. Encounters can be destructive or even deadly.
Everybody loves elephants, right? But yeah, if I'm the farmer, I'm also frustrated. I have elephants on my backyard and eating up everything.
Elephants have been pushed out of their natural habitat by encroaching farmland, deforestation, and development. And climate change is also a factor. Last year was an especially dry one in the part of Yunnan most of the country's elephants call home. All that has made it harder for elephants to find the food they need in nature. And says Chen, with no fear of getting hurt by humans, they've gotten a taste for their food.
Bananas, sugar cans, rice. It's just like the sweet shop at the doorstep. And once they learn that, wow, I have food here. So why they are going back to eat those bland food, those grasses?
The wandering elephants were something of a craze in China and led to calls from conservation groups for strengthened wildlife protection laws. One specific ask was for the government to establish an elephant national park to connect several wildlife reserves so the animals could travel between them without encountering humans. Zhou Jingfeng is the director of the China Biodiversity Conservation and Green Development Foundation. We want to help them to find new habitat and to expand their habitat, he says, as well as allow them to live alongside humans so that both elephants and humans can benefit. Chinese news reports also highlighted a new elephant canteen being created in Yunnan province. There are large areas of protected land planted with elephant favorites like tiger grass and banana plants. Zhang Xiyan, a conservationist working on the effort, says he hopes those plants will tempt the elephants to stay in the protected area and away from humans. We expect the elephants to come by and graze here probably only once or twice a year, he says. There's enough for them to eat for a few days, and then they'll move on. In the Baduo village in southern Yunnan, villagers are walking in an elephant canteen in a lush mountainous area a few miles from their farmland. They're breaking ground to plant saplings in the soil. Bu Ludu is a villager working on the effort. There used to be a lot of wildlife here, she says. But after we cut down much of the forest and planted rubber and tea, there have been fewer animals. We hope through our reforestation work, the wildlife will return. Other efforts are underway, including a monitoring system that uses drones to track elephant movements. Local forest rangers send out alerts on social media when elephants are nearby so people can avoid them. And yes, apparently there's an app for this, too. An automated message will tell you if there are elephants nearby or not, based on crowdsourced photos or videos from other users. But larger efforts are in the works as well. On Tuesday, at a UN biodiversity conference in Kunming, China's President Xi Jinping pledged $232 million for a new biodiversity fund. And conservation groups are looking forward to the news of a new proposed biodiversity law before the year's end. For The World, I'm Rebecca Kanther.